Militants have attacked a UN base in Somalia but were repelled by security guards who fought back and killed three of the gunmen. Emma McCarthy has more on the story.
A UN official said about 10 armed men stormed the base in Wajid, 400 kilometres northwest of Mogadishu. The area is controlled by radical Islamists from the Al-Shabaab group, but it isn't clear who launched the attack. Several radical groups are fighting the UN-backed interim government for control of the country. The government and African Union peacekeepers hold only a few blocks of the capital. Al-Shabaab, which has foreign fighters in its ranks, operates openly in the capital and seeks to impose a strict form of Islam in Somalia. The Wajid compound is used for storing humanitarian supplies, and UN officials said they were not sure what the purpose of the attack was. It is estimated that about a third of Somalia's population is dependent on food aid. Somalia has been ravaged by violence and anarchy since warlords overthrew dictator Mohamed Siad Barre in 1991 and then turned on each other. A moderate Islamist was elected president in January in hopes that he could unite the country's feuding factions, but the violence has continued unabated. Further underlining the precarious situation, as the Wajid compound was being attacked this weekend further south, hundreds of pro-government militiamen rolled into Bulahawa town near the Kenyan border after Al-Shabaab fighters abandoned it. I'm Emma McCarthy.